Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. It's going to be a bright, bright sunshine day. Oh, yeah. Yep. Call number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. That's our phone number. You can win a pair of tickets to Florida Georgia Line with Dan and Shay. It's Friday, September 27th. September 27th. It's off in the future, people. You got to like make a note of it. Oh, I won these tickets. I better put it in my calendar. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. And we do have tickets for this all week. If you want to see Florida Georgia Line and Dan and Shay at Shoreline, September 27th, be caller number 9.
You know what I really like, Brent, is Sign of the Times. That's a great Prince song.
Awesome. Keep that in mind.
Are you guys talking about Prince?
Talking about songs.
Bryn's going to perform.
Yeah, I want
Sarah's
Bryn to
band.
Do one of the songs.
Oh, excellent.
Because, you know, he's on the Johnny Mosley podcast that we do.
How about that?
Yeah, I already see problems with us pulling that off with acoustic guitars.
What are you? You could do that.
It's tough, man, you know.
Are you saying Bryn's going to sing?
I was saying that he should do one of the songs there. It's just going to be a little fun time show.
Right.
Vinny, you can come and do a song if you want.
You know what? I told you I can't commit to anything at the moment.
You want to do a song, Yuzi? Do an Eagle song?
No.
You sure about that?
Not everybody. You know what's funny is Sarah
I wish I could, Vinny. But I just can't.
She always has this like, you know you want to. No, you want to. Yeah. You're the one that always has this drive to sing. Most of us are like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yuzi would like to do it.
Dude, she shivers.
Sing.
Her knees actually knock.
They knock.
Woman, you want to do
when
sing?
I sing.
I just want it to be fun. I just, you know, I don't like big shows. I just like to get with my friends and sing.
Now. We'll see. What day does that fall on? I know the date, but what day is it?
It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday?
Oh.
We'll see. That's a possibility. I don't know about singing, but dancing, I'm there. Oh. I'm always there to dance.
I got to tell them I'm going to need a guest list.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Speaking of music, these are the albums that are in the top 10 this week. This is the Billboard Top 200. All right, there it is, Hozier. Congratulations at debuting at number one. It's pretty good. So, Game of Thrones. Boy, there is a lot happening in April. And one of the things is that the final six episodes of Game of Thrones begin.
No.
I know.
I'm
What's dying to see it, but
that?
I also don't
14th?
Want... I think it's the 14th.
Okay.
Vegas is in on this, of course.
Of course.
They actually say that there will be a winner. Someone will win the Game of Thrones.
Hasn't that been the way all along? It's been a war.
Yeah, I just didn't realize that you could bet on it. But I guess whoever is sitting the Iron Throne at the end of the last episode is, in fact, the winner.
It's called Game of Thrones.
Right.
Yeah. There will be a winner.
I just hadn't really thought of it that way, as winning. But you're right. It will be a winner. They also have who will be the losers, so they have a death poll going.
Mm-hmm.
They took about 21 of the main characters, which just is, if you've never watched the show, there's so many characters. And they sort of ranked their chances of croaking. So the most likely to die, according to Vegas odds, is Euron Greyjoy.
Oh. Well, we know someone who dies because she put an Instagram post of it.
Are you talking about... I don't want to spoil anything.
All right.
I think I know who you're talking about, but... Did she get in trouble for putting that up? Because that seems like such a...
giveaway?
Yeah.
Like, don't you think it could be misdirection?
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
So just say it then.
Aria.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't there blood on shoes
yeah,
or something
blood
like
on
that?
Shoes.
Yeah, I bet that's just,
you know,
misdirection.
Weirdly, Vegas has her as the third least likely to die. But I feel like it's she's absolutely going to die. Because I just know that, here's my theory. They killed Littlefinger.
Yeah.
You know, spoiler alert. And she's going to take that dude. Listen.
You got to say that
It's
first.
Been well over a year. I think that, you know.
Yeah.
She killed him. She's going to take his face and go to, and go because on her list is Cersei.
Right. Yeah.
But I actually think that, I think Jaime's going to kill Cersei. I think he's going to see her for the monster that she's become and how much he's changed. I picture him and Brienne running
hold
off
on,
into the
hold
sunset.
Hold on. Just because he's handsome, he pushed that the first.
Oh, he's
spoiler
a
alert,
terrible person.
He pushed that boy off out a window.
In the first episode, right?
And crippled him.
Yeah. What
he's
I do.
Sorry for it.
What
no,
I do for
that
love.
Doesn't count.
Oh, come on. He only has one arm.
The things I do for love.
Yeah, that is.
Do it again.
Hmm. He's no better than she is.
But his character's arc has taken him to a more thoughtful place.
Yes.
And Cersei is just a mad woman.
Mm-hmm.
So my feeling is that he's going to kill her to save the realm the way he did with the Mad King. Anywho, he is the third most likely to die. Cersei is the second most likely to die, according to Vegas odds. Like, she's got to get it at some point, right?
Come I on. Hope so.
Yeah.
That's going to be... I just hope they don't waste any of these deaths. They got to be good. They got Jorah Mormont in there as fourth most likely to die. My feeling is Jorah will sacrifice himself for Daenerys. Daenerys also does not have great odds here.
I hope Jorah survives. I mean, for goodness sakes, he had that grayscale disease. He's already been through enough.
He's a real soldier.
That's such a horrendous scene.
They're pulling all that crap off of him. Ah, bite on this. Ah!
The least likely to die, and the person I've heard theories that the reason we know the story of the Game of Thrones is the history of Westeros is because Samwell Tarly has gone to Old Town to study to be a maester or whatever the hell he's doing, and that he will have been the one who wrote down the whole history of this thing, and so the theory is that he will be the one who survives it all and lives to tell the tale. Gilly also. They say she's got a pretty good chance of living. No one cares about her. She'll be fine. Arya Stark is, according to this, the third most likely to stay alive. Jon Snow is the fourth most likely to stay alive. Bran Stark also likely to survive the whole thing. I almost feel like he has to.
What'd you say about Daenerys?
Daenerys is the eighth most likely to die.
Damn.
She's going to get it.
What'd they say about Peter Dinklage?
He is the sixth least likely to die. And then they've got a bunch of sort of.
What about Jamie's partner, the guy with all the best lines? Yeah, Bronn.
Bronn is only one place more likely to die than Tyrion.
Oh, yeah.
Brienne is right behind him. Podrick Payne. Like a bunch of characters that you don't care about. The Hound is in here. They don't even have the Mountain in here. I have to assume that the Mountain's just going to croak. Didn't he already die once?
No.
He's
immortal, everybody. Yeah.
He's a zombie, though.
But there has got to be a showdown between. I mean, if they don't do a showdown between the Hound and the Mountain. The two brothers.
There's not going to be a showdown.
There has to be, Hooman. There has to be. That dude ruined the Hound's life. He held his face to a brazier and burned it off. I mean, come on.
I feel like them meeting in that one, like, amphitheater and him going up to him and goes, my God, you look way worse than I ever looked. I think that's about it.
I agree.
I think
you've got six episodes left, and at least three of those, nothing
will
can
you
happen.
Stop it? No.
They have to have a bunch of nothing happens episodes.
No, they don't.
As usual. So
they're packing it in.
No, I think you're wrong. You watch. You're going to be like, you can't. What are you doing?
I have a question. Is anyone going to die in the first episode
of
the final season?
I actually think a lot of these people, like they're giving the odds.
Redbeard's still alive.
He's not even on this list.
Everybody.
The guy who wants to do the tall chick.
Right.
Oh,
I can't even think
guy.
Of his name. Right. You know what? I think I'm going to go back and watch that whole last season.
No, don't do it.
I got to do it. I think we should do it, Hooman.
Oh, we got to watch Star Trek. We missed another week.
God.
Anyway, you know, place your bets now. I guess if you're the betting kind, Vegas has all kinds of stuff for you to bet on.
To lose my money.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of those bets pay, like, you know, you bet $50 and you win $1 because they're so likely to die.
Tormund Giantsbane is Redbeard.
Tormund Giantsbane, that's his name?
Yeah, let's call him Redbeard.
Of course. Redbeard, let's just call him that. Bohemian Rhapsody. Do we need a sequel to Bohemian Rhapsody?
No.
I agree. Anyone? Anybody want this?
Well, what are they going
to They're going to do
show?
It. From Live Aid to his death in 91.
Oh.
Oh. What did he do during that time? did he do like a solo album or
no,
anything?
No, no. They did. The Queen put out more music. In fact, they put it out right up until he died. And then there's this guy that directed, I guess right around the time Live Aid happened, this guy sort of hooked up with the band and began directing all their videos. Mm-hmm. And he did something like 30 videos with him, and he's saying...
He wants to tell his stuff?
Well, he is saying that it looks like there is a... Let's see. The band and its management are lining up behind a sequel. This guy's name is Rudy Dolezal. And he said, I'm sure he plans a sequel that starts with Live Aid. It's being heavily discussed, this sequel, follow-up film in the Queen family. $870 million is what Bohemian Rhapsody made. I'm sure they're like, oh, let's continue to make money off of this. This guy, by the way, is writing a book. And
do you think Rami Malek will say yes?
I think so. I mean, right? Wouldn't they throw all kinds of money at the whole
cast? Do you think Queen
the...
will say yes?
Well, that's what it comes down to. But Queen might also be like, yes, we love being relevant. Mm. We would love to.
Good point. They have had quite a year.
Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, if you hear that's in the pipeline.
You heard it here first.
Drake. What? Yeah, whatever.
We are the breaker of news.
Yeah.
The Alice.
That's us. If you hear about it, you go, oh, Sarah and Vinny told me about that.
The ANN.
Yeah, I knew all about that. I heard it on the S&B. It's the cool kids call. Drake. Yay. Let's talk about Drake.
What
oh
about
God.
Him?
So he has that song with Michael Jackson on his Scorpion record. And you've played that a few times here. He has dropped that from his set.
I don't remember. It's actually with Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Or?
Well, he took... Here it is. That's the name of the song. Don't Matter to Me.
Mm-hmm.
And he just has the vocals and they're in his song. He, you know, put together a tune around these vocals. And he has decided he's not playing it anymore. They're actually saying, I believe he's begun this UK tour, and it looks like he's dropped that from his set list. The first show went down Sunday, and people noticed that it wasn't there. It was basically the same set list that he toured North America with, with the exception of that track not happening. This was, I believe this is in direct... it's a direct result of him seeing the documentary about Michael Jackson.
Oh, he said
Neverland.
He watched it.
Well, he hasn't really commented on this. They're actually saying here, no word on whether Drake actually believes the allegations about Michael. TMZ is saying their sources didn't speak on that one way or the other. Regardless, he's decided to mute Michael Jackson.
Hmm.
So it makes you think.
I didn't get to read the whole story, but there's a story out there about T.I. defending Michael Jackson and calling for investigation or something into Elvis and Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner. Was Jerry Lee Lewis on that
list,
too?
Yeah, he married his 13-year-old cousin.
Yeah.
But he's not wrong, but I don't listen to Elvis Presley. I actually still listen to my Michael Jackson record, so... But yeah, those are. I don't know about Hugh Hefner. What are his? I mean, I know he was the Playboy
bunnies,
guy, but
the
is
bunnies.
He known to have been with underage women?
Not that I've heard, but I don't know too much about him.
Yeah.
Is it just that he had loose morals?
I just don't know what they're calling into question here.
Right.
I mean, I really thought you had to be 18 to be in the magazine. I hadn't heard anything about him being with younger women, but nothing would surprise me.
Younger
today,
than him, yes, but
yes. Well, that was
underage,
pretty much universal.
Never heard,
there were no older women than him. Judge Judy, she is rich.
Doing well. Good for her.
Great. She's been a fixture on TV for over 20 years, and she is now offering an opportunity for you to be the judge.
Oh.
It's a Facebook competition. It's called You Be the Judge. And you get to sit on her bench and be the judge. Thank you. It's judgejudy.com. 250 words or less, why you should win this competition. She says, if you're a fan and you have a good moral compass, you're encouraged to participate. If your initial entry impresses, you'll be asked to send in a video as a finalist, and then one lucky winner will be flown to L.A. so they can meet Judge Judy, sit on the bench, participate in a case. And it looks like you've got through March 22nd. If you just love Judge Judy, you think, I could do that. Well, now's your chance. Almost 25 years on the air here.
Mm.
So, and you can listen. She'll pitch the whole thing to you if you go to her website. Maybe it's your big break. I don't know. And I have time for maybe
one
more.
I'm still waiting for Drama Stay.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's that?
Where is that?
I know that he got offered a contract. He sent it back, said you guys got to change this, and this.
Wait, he was offered a contract for the show.
No, not me. You got an offer to do the TV show?
Please, the guy with a bad back who can barely walk.
He got an offer to produce the show that he'd pitched.
Yeah, he did.
The show at Susan Studio that stars half of this show.
That's a bingo.
Oh, Yuzi.
We don't know.
Are you ready?
Do you have any? Are they throwing numbers around? What is everyone going to get paid?
We haven't heard anything.
Are you wondering
that.
If they're going to make it rain?
Yeah, on them hoes.
On these hoes.
I'm a hoe. I'm
a hoe. Are you going to do that after work every day?
What was that from? What was that soundbite from?
Snooki.
Oh, I'm
Snooki.
I'm a hoe.
We haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah. I'm a whore. Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Party's here.
Yeah.
Right?
That is me.
Oh, we're going to bring that back. Put that in the movie radio.
So no dollar
signs.
Oh,
I haven't heard anything.
But you're ready.
This is the least I'm
My back isn't ready, but Yuzette's ready. I think Bryn is super ready. I mean, look at him.
Yeah, I'm ready to be rained on for sure.
All right.
Well, so what will they do? Put you in a beanbag in the corner?
Order us around?
No, he's kidding me.
He could be sitting, us. Sits drinking some kind of green drink and being like, well, I would be out there.
I'll be the guy standing at the door, like staring in the whole time, and they'll be like, Human can't come in because his back hurts.
No, we'll just have
you just lay on your mat the whole time.
You could do our social media.
Oh, okay, oh. Great.
There you go.
Oh, look, our social media guru is here. Hi, Human.
Oh, by the way, everyone, wear green on Friday. I'll send a reminder.
Why what's green? What's
the occasion? I'll take a picture for St. Patrick's Day this weekend.
Oh.
Isn't that appropriation? I mean, shouldn't we be more careful than
I know.
That?
Well, listen, we talked about that.
Supposedly, you and I are both a little bit
Irish. No, Yuzette made a good point, which
it?
Is...
As long as we do not offend the leprechauns, I think we're going to be okay. Oh.
So no one, like, put on a fake red beard.
That just got us in trouble.
Did it?
Yeah, we're just going to... There's no way to...
We can wear green.
I don't know.
Come on.
All right.
I'm doing it.
I'm doing it.
I love St. Patrick's Day.
Me too.
John makes that.
You're Irish. You should wear green, right?
Well, it turns out he's mostly English.
Oh, he is?
Well, I have Irish in me.
Yeah, he's all set. A little Irish in you. Hey. Oh, man, I can't wait for my corned beef and cabbage this weekend. Woo! Woo! All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
I got your dream job. I got a way to meet girls.
Oh.
Do the right thing, and you meet girls. And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Anybody feel like a trip to Hawaii?
Yes.
Yeah, sounds good right now, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Although it's actually going to be nice today, up in the 60s.
Yeah.
For once. It's
supposed to get to about 72 by Friday.
Oh, my God. I'm totally ready for it.
We all are.
I'm going to check the forecast on Friday, and then this weekend I might put my outdoor cushions back out.
Are you trying to ask the rain to come back?
No, I'm trying to say, just stay away. I'm just going to, I want to put my stuff out and not
right.
have to clear
you
it away.
Right, you put it out, and then it'll, you're cursing us.
No, I'm not.
All right.
I'm just trying to put my, I want to enjoy my yard again. Just looking at it longingly through a window. Hey, so anyway, back to Hawaii. We got a trip to Aulani, the Disney Resort and Spa, and there's 4 chances a day to qualify. Your first chance is coming up at 9.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website has all the stuff. Stop in there at RadioAlice.com and click away. Find all the answers at RadioAlice.com.
We love your clicks.
Here's what's happening. You know, I wanted to mention this to begin with real quick, and then I'll hit the weather and stuff.
Okay.
We were talking about Leaving Neverland, the show about Michael Jackson on Netflix, I believe it is.
That's on HBO.
Yeah. HBO. And people were writing in and saying, In Plain Sight is a similar movie.
That's on Netflix, right?
That's on Netflix.
Yeah.
So,
and it's about Michael Jackson?
No, it's about a different type of child sort of abduction or whatever. So I didn't realize it, but Christina had been watching it, and I ended up walking in on sort of the later half of that show. And it is about two of the dumbest parents you've ever seen.
And it's a true story, right?
It's a true story, yes. It's them talking about this man in their life that is completely... I can't even tell you all the stuff that goes on in this, but as people had suggested it, I was like, I can't... Because it really comes down to the... What is the parents' responsibility in the Michael Jackson situation? Mm-hmm. In this situation, there's no question. It's... the parents' fault
that
they allowed this man to come into their house and do what you saw it.
I watched them both.
What
is it? Abducted in Plain Sight.
Yes.
Yeah, he was like a neighborhood, you know, uncle almost, because he was always around the family and friends of the parents, and so she became like, you know, his niece, and she was like, "Hey, can I go with Uncle to you know, horseback riding or whatever?" And she's begging her parents to go, and they trusted him in that sense. And it's in the 70s, I think, too. So it wasn't like too many things like that going on.
Or
I don't know.
That were being talked about.
He slept in the house with her.
Oh, I forget. I've watched so much Netflix lately, so I've been getting blurred together. But
there's the things that go on. You're sitting there as they present this story, and you're going, and then they go back to the dad sitting in a comfy, in an easy chair, going, I was really worried about. No, that's you. Needed to stop that.
Yeah.
That's your home where you allowed a neighbor guy to. It's beyond belief. So, frankly, it's a bad watch. Like, you watch it and you just
You're
go.
You're horrified by humans.
And then the mother gets with the guy too.
That's right.
Yeah.
The mother gets with the guy.
You know what? The dad gets with
him
too.
Yeah, the dad does too. Yeah.
Right. What? That was earlier and I didn't see that part.
It's all manipulation.
But it's not. The dad, look, I'm not trying to call names, and obviously a family tragedy and a kid, but watching it as a man, I'm like, no. No. You stop
Nobody would
that.
Ever put that
You'd
over on you.
You'd stop that immediately. You'd say, you never show your face here again, ever. I will never stop punching you if I see your face again.
Yeah.
That's that. There's never.
What ended up happening to the little girl?
The little girl is abused royally.
Kidnapped.
But,
and taken away for a while.
He winds up just taking her.
But he was doing stuff. It's beyond belief.
Under their roof, it sounds like.
Yes.
It's unreal.
It's crazy. So if you like that kind of storyline.
People are saying it's worse than leaving Neverland.
It's crazy that the parents were. The mom goes to meet the dude. Is like, okay, I'm going to go talk to him. I'm going to go deal with this. And after an hour of talking, he held my hand. And then after another hour, he put his hand on my knee. And soon we were doing it. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Dude's got game. It's terrible.
Like the worst kind of game.
Well, he somehow as he's trying to talk to him about what he's doing wrong, she ends up falling in love with him.
That's unbelievable. If you want your head taken clean off, follow through on that, but I don't.
Jesus. What is this world coming to?
Well, that was old-timey stuff, so, I mean.
Still.
Let's hope we're better than
Clearly
that now.
We're not. It's happening all the time.
The good news is stocks are green, everyone.
Oh, that is great news. Yay.
Also, it looks like we're moving out of this weather pattern we've been under for a while. We did get record-breaking snow in San Jose.
San Jose.
This was the greatest monthly snowfall in the Hamilton, Mount Hamilton since records began in 1948.
Oh. What'd they get?
38.1 inches of snow on Mount.
Wow.
I'm telling you, driving around in the South Bay, you see these snow-capped hills you go, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's lasting.
That is usually scorched yellow.
Yep.
You know?
That's incredible. Weren't they saying there's some observatory up there or something?
Yeah.
And they're like, please stop sledding here.
The Lick
you're
Observatory.
You're not allowed to play here.
Right.
Why not? I don't know. They're just, you know, old cranky old men. Get off the lawn.
As you know, time changed and today is take that hour back with a nap day. So
right. I'll
if
do
you
it.
Have a minute, use it for a nap.
Whenever we spring forward, I always think to myself, we should never do this again. And then you get over it and stuff, but it would be great if we just kept it at one time. I'd be totally down with it.
I told you guys this story last week. Here's the update. A 40-year-old guy named Jason Gasparic saw a stray dog running around in traffic earlier this month in Charlotte, North Carolina. It was a chocolate lab. He managed to catch it, and then he started trying to track down the owner. First, he took it to a vet to see if it had a microchip.
Oh, I remember this. And he stood on a corner with it.
Right.
Okay.
He then posted photos on Facebook and a few other sites, but that didn't help him find the owner either. So the next day he stood out on the street for 3 hours holding a sign he made that said, "Do you know this lost dog?" The photos went viral and he became sort of a hero guy. Someone who knew the dog got in touch after that. The owner turned out to be an older guy who'd been driving around all day looking for her, his lost lab. The story doesn't end there because once the photos went viral, women in Charlotte started going nuts for Jason.
So it doesn't just end with him giving the dog back to its rightful owner.
Jason Do the Right Thing guy ends up getting a lot of interest from the women of Charlotte, North Carolina. A bunch of them have already asked him out. Oh, here's the owner, the dog, and the guy who returned it. That's a picture there, which you could see on our looking glass at radioalice.com. Sarah's holding it up
now. I'm going to hold it up right now.
It's a silent movie.
It's a movie nonetheless.
Silent, right, but you can look at it.
Right.
Jason's not a bad looking man.
No, he's cute.
Mm-hmm.
He says he is single right now, but recently got out of a relationship, so he wants to take things slow.
He wants to play the field now. Yeah. He's getting all kinds of offers. Woo!
If you're interested in letting him date around a little bit before he settles down,
he might check
be the
Jason
guy
for
out.
You might be the girl for him.
Right. That's fun, right?
Well, it's a very sweet story. How nice that he was able to. This is a guy who took real time out of his real life to hook this dog back up with his owner.
Well, if you love dogs, you have a hard time seeing a dog alone and stressed and tripping, and you know
where's
that
my person.
Right, the dog's just like, I don't know what I did.
Well, and his owner was out there looking for him.
I followed some smells, and now I'm lost. Great, I did it again.
Dumb nose,
squirrel.
Right. Are these the 10 keys to happiness? You tell me.
All right.
10, exercise.
Yes.
Yes, no. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Eating healthy.
Yes.
Continuing to learn and discover new things.
Yes.
Yes.
Delicious food.
Yes. Eating healthy and delicious food. Yes.
Indulging
both.
In your favorite hobby.
Yes.
Yeah. Why do you say it like that?
Because that's just
sewing,
totally
baby.
Crucial.
Sewing.
Anything that you love, whatever it is.
I at my house over the weekend, I have my briefcase that you made me there. And the missus and
briefcase.
Okay. I know. I'm like trying not to. Your purse.
Don't
your
call it that, you guys. I'm telling you, give it back to me, and I will shorten those handles.
I think he likes carrying a purse.
He just is being sweet to me.
I
just,
have
I know
he likes it. My person over here.
I know.
My goodness.
Well, just call it what it is. It's a purse.
I don't want to call it that.
Call it a
purse.
Not,
it's not
it
a purse. It is absolutely squared off. It's the size and shape of a briefcase. It just has really long handles.
Anyway, Sandy is quite the crafter herself and was like, wow, she does really good work.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's a major flaw in that just bag that really bums me out.
From
that,
one crafter to another, her review
her
of it
you.
Was, wow.
Point out
is it a satchel?
Thing? Yes, it's a satchel.
No.
It's an iPad holder is what it is.
I put it in a padded pocket for his little iPad. He likes to have it all protected.
Right. Anyway, sleeping well is on the list of keys to happiness. Being outdoors more, spending time with friends, having time to yourself. But at the top of the list of the keys to happiness is...
reading the Bible.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so I'm turning your mic off for that one. No.
No problem. It's already 9 o'clock.
Spending time with your family.
Yes. Oh,
that's right.
That is great.
That's right. What people say on their deathbed, right?
I wish I'd spent more time with my family.
That's right.
Yeah, you're never going to say, boy, I wish I spent more time working.
Nope.
I'm sure I'll remember my little Jenga games with my daughter. I'm sure of it. Like, right there. It'll flash.
And you have a million more memories
to
make.
Not that one!
I didn't hear a mention of intimate relations. Was that on that list?
Boning? Let me see. I don't see it either.
Where would you put that one, Hooman?
Boning?
Yeah.
Top three, at least.
Well, I mean, it's great when you're with someone who's
not
well
shame, that's
balanced
yes.
and, you know, drama free.
You ever had that?
No, are you
would
kidding
you say
me?
You're drama free?
Today, for the most part.
That's a good question.
Yes. Back in the day, not so much. Hey, I have a question. When your kid picks the wrong block and the whole thing tumbles down, what's her reaction?
Like,
does she
cry? She really wants to win, and so there's no question that it's disappointing to her.
Like what
she
what
likes
happens?
It a lot more when dad screws up. Mm-hmm. A lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And I was teaching her how to score.
Mm-hmm.
One game for you, that means it's 1-0. Oh, it's 1-1. What is that score? 2-1, Dad.
Are you,
oh, you
doing
do that?
Ha ha to her?
I have to. She needs to learn how to lose.
I don't know about that ha ha thing. It didn't work out for some people.
She needs to learn how to lose.
Does she do a ha ha to you?
No, but I would accept that.
Oh, you would?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I think you got to learn to be a good winner too.
Exactly. Well, I don't want her to be a bad sport, and you know, when she loses or when she wins.
What's your
all that kind of stuff? That's baloney.
Do you ever have a meltdown crying?
Yeah, in your face. Right.
Does she do an in your face?
Well, yeah. yeah, she's had meltdown cries. Yes. She was colic. She came out meltdown crying.
Oh, no. I mean, like after a bad game.
I mean,
Uno or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, she has.
You know what, though? I think it's...
it's all about learning.
You got to take it easy on kids, but I definitely feel like you should... I'm sorry, but I just kicked your ass at Candyland. Stop crying.
Yeah.
Did your kids cry too?
Every kid does. They get so mad. Like, I was supposed to win that. It's like, what do you mean supposed to? it's a game.
They looked at you and said that.
If I have to play goddamn Candyland, I am going to try and win. I want the rainbow pass. I'm getting all the way to the sugar plum fairy.
Well, and you're being nice and just saying that because the truth is you carried him or her for the last 15 minutes. You sustained their game. You could have crushed them hours
so quickly. They make all the dumb moves. They got to learn.
Brynn, you going to kick Diamond's ass?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Part of parenting, bro.
Good parenting.
Well, it'll actually feel good when they do beat you, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, in your mind right now, will Cameron take Kuxulwan?
Oh, 1,000%.
1,000% yes.
Well, I hope. You know, that's my intention.
Force her.
And the thing is, yeah, you can't really force too hard.
Why not?
Because I want her to want it too. I want her to like it.
So that's always a tear with a parent, you know?
Right.
I have a path of where I want to bring her down. But
where
you know.
You'll introduce it.
Well, Derek went right down that path that you set up for him. I mean, he loved Cooksville 1.
No, it was really tough in the beginning.
Oh, yeah. He didn't want to go?
I did force him in the beginning. Oh. And he had like a 5-year break.
Oh.
Yeah.
But now he's a master, and he's...
He's really good. He's a first-degree black belt. But, you know, I forced his splits. I pushed him hard, and he went... And he started crying. I'm like, oh, my God, now I'm that teacher and parent. So I stopped after that. I'm like, you know what? Forget that. I stopped pushing him, you know, for the splits.
It's got to be his.
Yeah.
You know? Do you ever say, what are you crying about?
I felt like because I was his dad, he was crying. You know, normally you have an instructor do that to you, and you're like, ow!
Yeah, you got to tough
but
it out.
But for him, he just started... I had a silent cry, and I'm like, oh, this
Derek.
That's embarrassing.
Hey, you know, we had your dad on the show Friday.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That was great.
Was there any backlash or any comments? Did the family hear it? Or
yeah, some of the family loved it, and I haven't talked to him since. So
415
loved it.
Okay. Says, good morning, Radio Fam. You guys had Bryn's dad at the end of Friday's show, and I just wanted to say how much I enjoyed it. I love that Bryn let his dad talk, and you can see how much he loves and respects his parents. Thanks for the little window into Bryn's family.
Oh, it was great.
Am I allowed really to say it. The question I asked him off the air?
No. No.
All right. Thanks so much.
Is he allowed?
I don't care.
Oh, well, it's up to
I
you.
I just know. Think it's rude when he's when his culture doesn't like to talk about this kind of thing, but he thinks it's okay to ask.
Yeah, when we ask
about
him
that.
About money, he's always like, we don't talk about that.
Yeah,
yeah, Hooman.
Right.
Hooman.
Right.
Get
him! Why are you always in my business with money? What do you care? What's it to you?
But why do you think it's okay to ask another person about their finances?
Because
if your
I know certain
family doesn't like to talk about their
finances. Well, I'm an only child, but he's got siblings, and there are certain of his siblings that are favored a lot, and I just wanted to see how that
I don't know
play.
About that.
Really?
He tried to make it a point that he loved all of us, and we're all equal. And stuff like that, so.
You know. Well, yeah, you are all equal.
Some are just
at the end of the day, you're all equal.
Right.
Exactly. Crunch. Okay, well, let's break and come back with text.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.